My mother came in 1921. My father came in 1926.
Do you know approximately how old they were?
I think my father was, well, he was born in 1902.
Okay.
My mother was born in 1913.
Your father, did he come on his own?
No, he had a, he came on a contract. He went out west.
He came, sorry?
He had a farmer.
Okay.
Hired him, and he had to work a year and a half of his contract out west in, the hell was the name of the place? I forget. My memory's gone anyhow. Okay.
But someone sponsored him to come then, and
yeah.
So he worked for a year and a half for that person.
Yeah.
Was that, do you remember who that person was?
No.
Anything about that person, if he was a Ukrainian fellow?
Yeah, we're Ukrainian, yeah.
Ukrainian, okay. And do you know if it was somebody that was known to your dad? Or?
No. It was just, they applied, you know, there was a quota, and they had to apply for that quota.
Okay.
To come here.
Okay. Somewhere like in Saskatchewan or not recalling that.
No, I don't recall.
Okay. And your mom came when she was really still pretty young. She was only 8 years old.
Yeah, she came, but she was brought over here by her parent, by her father.
So
he was here ahead of her.
Okay.
He came when he had enough money to bring over his wife and daughter, that's when they came over. And they came to Sydney. He was working at the steel plant.
Okay. Now, do you know anything about the circumstances of him, his immigration? Do you know how he came to work at the steel plant, for instance?
My grandfather just came on his own, as far as that goes, you know. Because they were hiring at the steel plant, and the word was out. And a lot of Poles and Ukrainians came at that time
mm-hmm.
to build. Like, my grandfather came, oh, I guess it'd be around 1910.
That was your grandfather?
That was my maternal grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're...
My father's father mm-hmm. came here to Sydney too, but he came in 1912. But then he returned to the old country because I guess he was saving his money to bring his family, and I guess the fellows that he was boarding with didn't like the idea that he wouldn't go drinking with them and saving his money, so they pretended they got a letter from the old country requesting him to come home because his father was dying and he was dead, and then so he packed up and left Sydney, went back. When he came back to the old country, he was met by his father, who was supposed to have been dead. So he never did come back to Sydney.
That was your father's father.
Right.
And do you know what his name was?
His name was John, Ivan.
Oh, okay. Now when Ivan went back, do you know what year that was?
Well, he was here in 1912, so summer's between 1912 and 1914. I don't know exactly what day it was.
A couple of years later, then?
Yeah.
And then your father came on this contract, worked out west for a bit, and then
he came to Sydney in 1926, my father.
Do you know when he ended? So he ended. Did he come directly to Sydney after he worked out?
No, he went out west, and he worked for that farmer for
mm-hmm.
a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
And after the contract was finished, he worked for the CPR for off and on, I don't know how many seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then his cousin was here in Sydney, working at the steel plant, so he said, if you come here now, they're hiring at the plant. So he packed up from out west, and he came to Sydney.
And do you know when that was? What year?
That was 1926.
Oh, that was 1926.
1926 when he came to Sydney, yeah.
Okay,
so he was before that, about two years before that, he came to Canada, yeah.
Okay.